Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
All right, it's time for Talk of the Rock here on KMXT. I'm your host, Davis, and I've got two guests in the studio with me, so I'll let them introduce themselves, and we're going to get right into what we've come to know as Jock of the Rock here on KMXT. I know it's not the original show that was Jock of the Rock, but every once in a while, we still try to talk about Kodiak High School sports and what's going on that side of things. So why don't y'all introduce yourself, and we'll start with Deb.
I'm Debbie Rohr, and I'm the activities director for the school district. So I'm the one that does all the scheduling and all the fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. You've got a busy job there, Deb.
I do.
But it is fun. I appreciate that. Thank you. And our other guest?
And I'm Derek Clarkston, the one of two reporters at the Kodiak Daily Mirror. And the main focus is covering sports for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know, I know that is a passion of yours, Derek. If it's if it has anything to do with points and athletics, you'll be there, no doubt.
I try to make a point, but I notice it coming up. So March is going to be my 20-year anniversary here.
Wow.
At the paper. And the older I get, the I think the less events I attend. You know, when I was younger, I was more ambitious and like, I got to get to everything. But as you get older, you cherish that time on the couch.
Yeah.
So
I hear you. It happens.
In fact, the new curling club, you've been part of that.
Yes, sir, I have.
I really want to try it, but that 6:30 time slot
on Sundays,
it's like after covering, you know, four or five events on the weekend, putting Monday's paper out, I just, you know, that couch, you just want to sit there and just watch a little TV at 6:30.
I hear you. Yeah, wind down a little bit.
But it does look like a pretty cool club that they have started.
It is. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but I will stay on the ice because the Kodiak ice rink is, of course, home to the Bears, the hockey team, and they did really well this season. Derek, I know you were covering that, and you can kind of start us off. And then, Deb, if you want to jump in there, too, about the Kodiak hockey season, give us a little recap, please.
Sure, absolutely. One of the better seasons in program history. This is the fifth year of the program. Finished with 9 wins, the most in a season in program history. Qualified for state for the second time in program history, first since 2023. Finished tied for 7th at state. They drew the number 8 seed and went up against the mighty North Pole Patriots in the opening round, and North Pole just steamrolled pretty much everybody the entire season. They kept that up at the state tournament as well.
Yeah, tough draw there for sure.
Absolutely. And then faced off against Juneau in the second day in the consolation bracket. During the regular season, Kodiak played Juneau rather well, went to the capital city, lost 2 close games, 1 in overtime, 1-3-1, and that was kind of a very tight window for the team. They flew in and played a game that night and had to turn around and play again at 8 a.m. So, those two teams kind of evenly matched, but Juneau took that one at state 3-1. But still a very good season for the team under first-year head coach Josh McCarthy. And hockey's not over, though. I mean, this is – even though the high school season is complete, club is still going on. So, you know, they transition right into the club season. And KHL has – gosh, they sent 4 teams to Anchorage last week. I think they have 5 teams in Anchorage this week. And that season will wind up with a state tournament in, I think, March. And you don't have to qualify for the state tournament. You know, I think you just pay the entry fee, you go. So the KHL usually sends quite a bit of teams to the state tournament. And this past weekend, I didn't even realize the Kodiak girls had 4. It was a Kodiak Toke team playing in
girls
state tournament. And I didn't realize anything about that until I read the great article in the Anchorage Daily News about it. Josh Reed, the AD and sports writer, put out a pretty good story and highlighted the, you know, some of the Kodiak players that were on that team. And they had 4 girls, play on the Kodiak Toke team that, I don't know, what was there, 4 or 5 schools represented on that team? So that was pretty cool. Something, you know, there are things that slip under my radar.
Every once in a while, yes, sir. Deb, I'm going to let you jump in here, too, because we will certainly be distinguishing between club sports and high school sports. But in terms of hockey, I know you were instrumental in getting some home matches on the ice this year. How did things go from your perspective?
I think they went well. It's always a little bit challenging to get teams to come when they're not required to come per conference requirements. I think the better that the team gets, the more that teams are going to want to come. I'm super excited, though, next year for the hockey season, the first weekend in December. Right now I'm looking for one other team to be able to do a round robin tournament that weekend, which would be the first time I think that we've had like a hockey tournament in Kodiak. So I'm super excited about trying to, you know, get something like that started for our kids here, our community. Hockey continues, I feel like, to grow. We had a really fairly young team this year and so excited to, you know, see what happens in the future. Again, that season is over for me, which is nice. I'm not going to lie. But it's not over because hockey, you know, KHL continues. And so that's still going on for another month or so, I think, or the end of March or something.
The tournaments are all through March for the different age group. So. And Kodiak has, three or four athletes that are going to be competing in the Arctic Winter Games that begin in March. They have, I think, three hockey players, one that doesn't currently live on the island, but he plays hockey on the East Coast. And then they have a boy volleyball player who is also competing. So lots of hockey.
Yeah, always lots of hockey. Well, and as Deb was alluding to there as well, you know, a lot of those high school players that we saw this year were freshmen and sophomores, you know, girls and guys, which is really impressive to see too when you think about the success that they had this season, but also the size of their team and the mix of grade levels and skill levels. It's really exciting for the future, it seems. Yeah. All right, so that's hockey. Anything else we missed hockey wise before we move on?
I just want to know, how do you call hockey? You're the voice of the Bears on the other station in town. Your vantage points at the games are not great.
No.
So I don't. And then you know, seeing through the glass that's all fogged up, it has to be difficult, right?
I would, yeah. I mean, this would be my one plea on the show to anyone who's listening in the city. I'd love to have a little riser bleacher there in the section that we can use. I know that's where they live stream the games from for the Kodiak High School page, which was also something interesting to see this year. Deb, I'm not sure if you were involved in that, but the Kodiak High School team on their own Facebook page was live streaming every game on Facebook, which was great to see.
They've tried to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, for the last number of years.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think Dexter has, when he's been in town, he's done it. He's tried to do some while he's been, you know, while the team has traveled. So that's been nice. I know they try to do it every game because there's parents that want to be able to watch. So they've been trying. It's a little challenging to make sure, you know, try to get somebody to volunteer to do that every game and be conscientious of what they're saying because they're live on film instead of just videoing for their own purposes.
Yes, the broadcaster's risk there. And yeah, to that point, I mean, it would be great to have something set up at the ice rink where, yeah, you could live stream the game and also commentate and have a clear view of the ice. That would be my goal, Derek,
for sure. Likewise, you know, taking photos in that venue is difficult as well. So I took a puck this season.
Nice.
Yeah. Took it off the shoulder, but sitting in the opposing player's bench. So.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't a direct blow, so
okay. Good.
I survived.
No major bruising.
No.
Okay. Well, there's Kodiak hockey, and we're going to move on to another sport that is still technically going on, but not high school. So this is swimming. So I'm not sure who wants to jump in here and talk about that. I know it's club season right now. If you have anything to offer.
Yep. Kodiak just hosted, the Kodiak Kingfishers just hosted the age group championships, a massive statewide event that brought in, I think, upwards of 225 athletes, 14 and under swimmers to the Rock. 3-day event, swimming all day. I mean, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it went from 10 a.m. to, you know, after 8 p.m. Just long days for the volunteers and the swimmers. I haven't had a chance to dig through the results. I have them. I did not spend all 3 days at the swim pool. I was there for a couple hours on Saturday, shooting photos at prelims. That was the best opportunity to get some Kodiak kids. I think there was 20 to 25 Kodiak youth in this meet. I searched for the swimmers with gold caps. So it was pretty cool. It was first time they've hosted since 2013. There'll be several other. I think they have a few other off island meets this season. But it's just a great program. It kind of. The high school head coach is the head coach of Kingfishers, Maggie Rochelle. So she does a great job, and she just gets tons of volunteers. Well-run organization.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, and volunteers certainly make the world go round when it comes to club sports and high school sports, really, right, Deb?
Absolutely.
you want to talk about basketball, since that's the main high school sport going on right now?
We can. We've got boys and girls basketball going on right now. We've got, and then, of course, cheer is going on right now as well. The girls are headed out tomorrow. We actually picked up a game with Lumen Christi that they're going to play them later tomorrow night, and then they're going to play East on Thursday, and then they play their MCCA region conference games. So they'll happen this weekend while the boys' MCCA team are here. They've only got a few weeks left. You got Colony at the end of the weekend, and then the region tournament. For our girls program, this will be the last time for them to be at the Northern Lights region tournament.
Wow.
So actually, I need to get with Derek, FYI, to get some information that Wasilla would like so they can recognize the fact that, you know, the Kodiak girls basketball team has been a part of the Northern Lights forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to drop down to 3A for next year. And actually go back to playing some of the teams that were originally in our Northern Lights Conference, like Homer and Kenai, which would be – that will now be in the girls' conference. The boys will stay in Northern Lights for now, and the girls are dropping. So
on that note, I mean, yeah, you mentioned Homer and Kenai had already dropped down. So why was Kodiak kind of, I guess, still in Northern Lights this year?
Because of – well – it goes back. I've been fighting this for a couple of years to try to get our girls dropped to 3A because that's where they belong. They belong not with the top three teams in the state, and we're just not there right now. And so I've been fighting it within our region for the last 3 years to get support from them to then take it to ASAA to then request to be dropped down. So I finally got the support from our region unanimously that, okay, yeah, you're right. We need to drop down. And so, but I didn't want, they were asking me if I wanted that to happen for this school, like this current year that we're in. The schedule had already been done and it would have messed up everybody in the Northern Lights Conference. It would have messed up everybody now in the South Central Conference. It would have messed up like 13 different schools for us to move this year. And so I felt like it was the right thing to just bump it one more year. And so, like, when I did my state scheduling third weekend in June, those games have been scheduled next year for our new conference. And so we'll be rolling into that. The other part of it is our decline in students. Mm-hmm. Like, we're getting really darn close to be below that 500 mark, which would then get me to push to have our boys drop down to 3A2, which is quite honestly where they need to go as well. However, they've had some more success the last 5 years, and it was my priority to get the girls down first because I knew I wouldn't get the full support from everybody if I was asking to drop both at one time. So my goal was to get the girls, and then I figured I'd give it the year and then say, okay, now we need to move. We need to make adjustments. Our numbers are down, as everybody knows. That cuts into that, and just where we're sitting, competitive wise with the people in our conference. Again, we have probably one of the top conferences for boys and girls, and it's really hard to be successful. And it's hard for kids to want to continue to play if they're not seeing any success.
Sure.
And I want success for our kids in some way.
Absolutely. And I know.
So just touching on how powerful this girls' Northern Lights Conference is, this is the standings as of today for the girls. Wasilla leads the conference 6-1 record, 16-3 overall. Colony's 5-1, 13-4 overall, and MCCA, formerly ACS, 4-1 in conference, 18-1 overall. So those top three are, you know, in the past, you know, probably, I don't know, 15 years or so, they've accounted for all the state titles. It's been brutal, but they're really good programs. Enjoy watching them when they come over here. In fact, you did a nice thing for the Wasilla coach, Jenny Herbert Truex, when she came over here for her final time as coach, a legendary coach here in Alaska, over 600 victories, and it was cool to see. And it was the first time, you know, Deb gave her in a Kodiak Bears shirt. She put it on, the first time she's coached in an opposing team shirt. I thought that was pretty cool. Did you realize she was going to keep it on during the game?
She's a type that it really doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
However, I was shocked that she did, and the fact that she's never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that we've built a good enough relationship that I can, it does surprise me, but it totally doesn't because it was Kodiak. If it was anybody else, I'm not sure that she would wear it for the entire game.
You know, what surprised me, she, you know, with all those wins, she still remembers, you know, these losses that she has had over her career. And the 2013 Kodiak girls were undefeated. You know, nobody really touched them the entire season, except for Wasilla. Wasilla lost by 8 points, and Jenny remembered that when I interviewed her after the games here, and she's like, "Man, we almost had that team," and they did. The Wasilla held a lead in the third quarter. I think the only team to hold a lead over Kodiak in the second half that season. They were just an unbelievable team. But I was surprised she still remembered that game in at the region tournament that year. So that was over a decade ago.
Yeah, that's special.
Yeah. The girls though, you know, the girls did pick up a pretty massive victory and really cool to see. They knocked off Soldotna in their last home game here for the season. Last game that they played, so they had a break last week. But they beat Sohi 52-48. First conference victory since 2013 for the team. First victory over Soldotna since in 2014-15, the year after the undefeated season. So it'd been a while since they had knocked off Soldotna. And the player who really, you know, made it happen was Missy Arbus. Is that how you pronounce it? She just an incredible game. Her last performance here at home, she ended with 20 points and I think 11-12 coming in the fourth quarter, and most of those at the charity stripe. So in pressure moments too. And what was made that game so exciting is, you know, the day before, Dave Anderson, the coach, only dressed 7 players. And then that Saturday game, he had 3 players foul out. So he's lucky that he dressed that 8th player for the Saturday game.
Oh, boy.
Or he would have been down to just playing with 4 players on the court. So, and one of those players that he put back in hurt her knee in the first half. So she was just wobbling, you know, hobbling on the court for the final 2 minutes of that game.
Oh, my gosh.
So
just the way that they won that game, you know, with 3 players on the bench. You know, they don't have a deep roster to begin with.
Right.
And so when 3 starters foul out, it's, you know, and they hold on. They were down by 6 or 7 points when the first player fouled out, and then, you know, down by 4 points when the second player fouled out. And it was a good win for them. They needed that. And they celebrated it was great. It was good to see the girls celebrate like that.
Yeah. That's amazing. Going back to kind of the upcoming transition to 3A, dropping down a conference, I know we've talked about the change coming up for football too, right? They're going to a 12-man team, or 9-man, excuse me.
Nine-man.
Any other changes you see on the horizon, Deb, for Kodiak High School athletic programs or anything like that?
Not for next year.
Okay.
I see it in the following year, which would be if we do drop below that 500 number, then for me is going to be volleyball needs to drop down to 3A, boys basketball needs to drop, you know, some of those things. Football has already dropped. And so those would be the other two that I feel like need some attention with that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And it's interesting, too, that you can sort of do it staggered, like you were saying before. The girls can drop down next year, but the guys' basketball team would still stay in the Northern Lights Conference.
And I don't know that I don't think they've always done that. Mm-hmm. I think the first time they did that, and it actually is a pain for scheduling.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, because they did it a couple years ago when the Grace boys got bumped up to 4A, but the girls stayed down. So now our boys will be in the same conference with the Grace boys, but our girls will be in the conference with the Grace girls. So they did that. It was a couple years ago when that happened. And Monroe girls got bumped up and boys stayed, I think it was the other way around. Anyway,
boys, yeah.
Yeah. And then they also this year approved it for North Pole. So North Pole boys dropped down. This will be for this next school year. And the girls are staying in 4A, but the boys are going to drop to 3. So it, you know, so they're starting to do some of those. I think it is going to be a little bit challenging for region events and hosting and different things like that. But for me, that needs to happen for the kids. For kids to want to stay involved, there needs to be competitiveness, and they don't want to keep going out there and getting beat by 70, 80 points. They're not going to want to play. And that has been my push from the beginning when I pushed it. As competitive as I am, this has nothing to do with winning. Even if they have a close game and they lose by 10 points, like, that's a win. Like, in my book, because it's not 50 or 60, because we're playing the top three teams in the state. So, for me, I just wanted things to be more competitive for our kids. Win or lose, make it more competitive so kids want to continue to play.
Yeah, absolutely. We only have a few more minutes here, so I want to make sure we give time to preview the upcoming spring sports because it's already getting to be that time of year.
The snow's out still.
I hear you.
Until this morning.
We were good until this morning. That's right. Mother Nature's playing games. But I know both of y'all are big advocates for baseball and softball. Tell me about what's coming up here in the spring. What are you looking ahead to?
Well, March 4th is the first official day. And if you're feeling the need to volunteer for boys soccer, they would love some help there, Davis. Just throwing that out there
okay,
and on the air
that.
So people have heard. So they start up. Track has the Big C the last weekend in March, which is really the first event. And then April, that second week in April, because Good Friday is the first Friday, so I didn't plan on any events. And then it all starts the next week, and it is chaos from that second week of April, the 8th or 9th, until June, the first weekend in June. We have pretty much somebody here every weekend. Right now, our softball tournament that we host April 6th, 7th, and 8th, or 8th, 9th, 10th, whatever, that Thursday, Friday, that weekend. I have eight teams right now. And we've got two teams that are supposed to come for track. So if anybody has some additional housing, that would be helpful for that weekend. Then the next weekend, we've got baseball. We've got Monroe and Sitka both coming that in my time, I don't think they either one have been here. And then, of course, South Colony and Wasilla are all coming back. So for baseball, I'll have five teams again. So a lot of baseball that weekend. And then, I mean, we've got soccer is going to go to we call it Soccer Fest. We started it. Our region started a few years ago. And it rotates from the valley down to the peninsula and Hughes hosting. So boys and girls, that's the last weekend in April. And then, of course, in May, I was a little cautious of how I planned home events because of the fact that Arctic Care is here this year and they utilize the entire high school, the main gym, the aux gym, all the locker rooms. So I'm trying not to host as many home teams that weekend that they're here because I don't have access to showers.
Yeah, that's a big logistical challenge there. Yeah.
Yes. So trying to balance all that.
Yeah.
The other one big thing is actually I am hosting the ASAA Board of Directors the first weekend in May. They asked last year if I would host, and of course I'm not going to tell them no. I'm going to do that. So they're having their spring conference meetings here, and so I'll host them the first part of the first weekend in May.
And when you say hosting them here, I mean, like, do they have their meetings at the high school in the auditorium or the gym,
no,
or do they
just tour? I'm sure we can do them in, you know, the CO over there in the conference room and stuff like that. But if I can find them a place across the bridge or something like that, basically spoil them while they're here so I can get what I want when I ask later.
There you go. There you go. Put on the Kodiak charm.
That's right. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
What do you got to add?
Yeah. What do you got, Derek?
I think you covered it pretty well, Deb. It's you know, spring sports is on your radar, but not quite on my radar yet. So
it's happening. It's like right there.
It really is. Come on, Derek.
What is it, fall or spring? What keeps you the busiest? They both have about the same amount of sports going on, but it seems like spring just is such a compact season that it probably keeps you super busy.
It is, and I'm not sure. Like, I've thought about that, and I think, like, from mid-August, like, once we start doing sports, you figure mid-August to about the first week of October, it's like spring for me. Like, I'm slammed. I have something every single weekend. Because I look at my calendar and say, oh, okay, I can have this weekend off over in October. and that's how I do my spring too. It's like, okay, if I want a break, I'm going to go take a couple days off before I'm working 7 days a week for the next month and a half. And so I would say, like, once October hits, then for me, it's a little relief because cross country's over, football's over. So all these sports are over the first part of October. Yeah. But yes, spring sports are also very compact, and I know once I host my softball tournament, it's nonstop till state baseball and softball the first weekend in June.
Well, and I was going to say that goes into June. I mean, then you're into summer at that point,
correct,
and school's potentially out even, and the kids are still playing, obviously.
And then fall sports start back up in July. So
yes, they start back up the end of July. There is not much time, and honestly, I tend to host a lot more things in April because none of the Valley wants to host anything until the last weekend in April. The peninsula is right about that because of snow, because typically I'm the one that can get on our field, although we need to take care of the baseball and softball field once in a while to make that happen. But in the past, like, I normally host more in April, and then the kids travel more in May, which is also a little bit of a bummer because then you got finals, you got the end of the year, you got senior stuff, you know, all the stuff to work around.
Yeah, it is a unique situation in Kodiak for sure. Yeah.
For sure.
All right, y'all, final thoughts. We have a minute left. Final thoughts about either winter sports that are in progress or just recapped or upcoming spring sports. Anything you want to say here?
I was going to, and I'll just let everybody know, the Seahawks are the champions.
Thank you, Derek, for that plug. Yes. Parade was what, last week?
Last Wednesday, right? Yeah, and I'm still on cloud nine. So
you've been waiting a long time, haven't you?
No, just 10 years or so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about high school sports? Any final thoughts on that, Deb, before we adjourn here?
No, I think I'm enjoying a little bit of downtime before the chaos starts really, really soon. And so trying to take a little bit of time and getting everything prepared for the spring and looking towards the fall too and getting stuff prepared for the fall. So crazy.
Well, I appreciate you both coming in. For all those tuning in right now, stay tuned for region conferences for basketball, upcoming club swimming club meets, and then those spring sports kicking up in really just a couple of weeks. So
basketball home games this weekend.
Oh, and this weekend,
home games.
So boys senior night on Friday.
Yeah,
right.
we should plug that. Yes.
Yeah.
Final
Friday.
Home games
starts at 4:30 on Friday and 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
Perfect. All right. You heard it here on Talk of the Rock, Jock of the Rock with Deb and Derek. Always a pleasure. Thank you two for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.